This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Muizu, has arrived in New Delhi on a five-day visit to India. Dr. Muizu was received by Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, on his arrival at the airport. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the visit will provide further boost to the long-standing India-Maldives comprehensive bilateral partnership. Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Dr. Muizu and appreciated his commitment to enhancing the India-Maldives relationship. Dr. Jaishankar also expressed confidence that today the talks between Maldivian President and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will give a new impetus to friendly ties between the two countries. Today in New Delhi, President Dr. Muizu will be accorded a ceremonial reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan. He will also visit Rajghat and pay tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. He will also hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. Several agreements are expected to be signed following the meeting. The Maldivian President will also meet President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan today evening. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will also call on the visiting dignitary. Dr. Muizu will visit Agra and Mumbai tomorrow and Bengaluru on Wednesday. Preparations are in full swing in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana for counting of votes. Tomorrow for the assembly elections, robust security arrangements are being put in place at all counting centres across Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir for a smooth conduct of counting. In Haryana, 90 counting centres have been set up for all 90 assembly constituencies. Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said that these polling centres have been set up at the district headquarters in all 22 districts. Mr. Agarwal said that all the strong rooms under CCTV survey are under CCTV surveillance. Electronic voting machines have been kept under three-layer security. In Jammu and Kashmir, voting took place in three phases on 18th and 25th of September and 1st of this month. The overall voter turnout across all three phases was recorded at 63.88%. To ensure a hassle-free experience on the counting day, essential infrastructure and safety measures have been put in place. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar stated that Quad defies all conventional models of institutionalized cooperation and it has been very innovative because of this. In a conversation at the 3rd Kautilya Economic Conference in New Delhi yesterday, the minister pointed out that it is advantageous that Quad is not a treaty-based organization. He said Quad is one of the key mechanisms in Indo-Pacific. The External Affairs Minister stressed that it is important that India is connected to all major players and seen as a country with a greater sense of responsibility to global polity. Dr. Jaishankar said it is apparent that levels of globalization have reached a point where it is difficult to contain any serious issue in a region. In men's cricket, India registered a comfortable 7-wicket win over Bangladesh in the first T20I of the three-match series in Gwalior yesterday. Chasing a target of 128 runs, India dominated with its batting attack, winning the match in just 11.5 overs. Sanju Samson and Surya Kumar Yadav contributed 29 runs each, while Hardik Pandya remained unbeaten with a winning knock of 39 off 16 balls. For Bangladesh, Mustafir Fizur Rahman and Mehdi Hassan Mirza took one wicket. And that's the end of this news bulletin.